Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Now, it's 2019, so we can confidently say we've seen enough heroes on screen who beat up the bad guys, enough mass dialogues from the Kapoors and the Khans that'll have you whistling. But once in a while, we see movies that appreciate the real heroes in the world. Housewives, this is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. There's been talk about equality for women and their representation in film, and we've seen progress over the last few years, you know, but showing women in good light doesn't just mean you make them do what the guys used to do on screen. You also need to appreciate the effort that everyday women make. And thankfully, more and more directors are getting comfortable with showing life like it really is. Gully Boy is like the best example. Because they didn't tidy up the chawls just because it was a big budget Bollywood movie with big Bollywood stars. And I think all of us have sort of learned to appreciate that kind of cinema. So it's great when filmmakers write stories and make movies about regular, ordinary women who do extraordinary things. Let's take a look at some of them on this podcast. The beautiful, inimitable Sridevi takes you through the challenges she faces as a housewife who cannot speak English. She was at the top of her game in English Finglish, and she'd been missing in action for quite some time before she came back on screen to deliver a performance that was so powerful and something you instantly felt for. It was written and directed by Gauri Shinde, who's made some pretty kick-ass films after her debut with this one. The music was by Amit Trivedi. That man's a genius, no need to elaborate because we all know that. And they shot it mostly in New York and nailed the casting. The classroom sort of reminds you of that old series Mind Your Language, no? Like, people from different parts of the world are in one room to learn the most dreaded language. But that French guy, oh man. I think everyone was hoping him and Sridevi would have a thing by the time the movie ended. But it's not your typical Bollywood movie, so yeah. And you know what's really cute? Gauri Shinde's mother ran a pickle business at home in real life, but she wasn't very good at English, and apparently Gauri herself was kind of embarrassed by it as a child. And she made this movie to say sorry to her mother. Man, she's like the best daughter ever. Now, if Abhishek Bachchan has to apologize to his father, all he has to do is make a hit film, but that's easier said than done. Nah, just playing. He's quite a sport. There's been so much talk of feminism, even Disney started giving their female leads like a more powerful role, not just playing princesses who need a knight in shining armor. But before any of this blew up on social media, way back in 1939, there was this incredible film. Incredible in every way. First of all, it was a comedy drama about housewives. And second and most important of all, it featured only women. You cannot see a single male on screen. There are more than 100 characters, all of whom have like speaking roles. Some of them have big roles, some just like come and go. But all of them are only female characters. That's how this movie was written. It was a play before it became a movie, but the idea was the same. And the attention to detail is so impeccable, so sharp. Even the pets they used in this film were female. It follows the story of rich socialite housewives in Manhattan and how they all face different kinds of problems and how they overcome them. This was also remade in 2008, again with an all-female cast, but it's the 1939 movie that you need to watch. Brilliance from the 1930s. We need more of that. Key and Ka is a movie with a twist, and I think it's the only one I've seen at least, where a house husband saves the day. Arjun Kapoor and Kareena Kapoor are the couple who star in this, and Kareena plays this ambitious, career-oriented woman, and Arjun Kapoor plays the role of a man whose only dream in life is to be a successful house husband. He says he does this because his mom's sacrifices and efforts in being a housewife weren't really appreciated, and he thinks that's the world's toughest job, and he wants to show his dad that. It did have its problems, this movie. Some extremely cliched scenes, some unnecessary ones, some scenes that just didn't make sense, but overall it introduced a very new concept to Bollywood. Sometimes that's all we need. Vidya Balan had already played the role of an RJ in Munna Bhai, but she came back on screen to go back on air, and it was different this time. Tumhari Sulu is the story of this feisty young lady who's a housewife, and she says yes to everything that comes her way. And her ability to take on any challenge gets her behind the microphone with her own radio show. She manages being a wife, a mom, an RJ, and living in the shadow of twin sisters, who are the sort of people who live life through a tried and tested formula. Vidya Balan's acted really well. And Manav Kaul, he's so sincere as her husband. He's also sort of, you know, going through a midlife crisis somewhere through the course of the film. But what this movie really wanted to say, I think, is that it's okay if you're a housewife. That doesn't mean you just give up your career and you can't think of a new one. Better late than never. And Bollywood gives you that lesson in the best way. Irfan Khan's back in India now. He was away for a while on medical reasons and all, but not before he managed to be in enough movies to keep us occupied, so we didn't miss him too much on screen. And one of them came out last year. It's called Puzzle. And it's the story of how this housewife tries to find herself by piecing puzzles together. Irfan Khan plays her puzzle partner, and it's a great story. Now, the housewife, played by Kelly MacDonald, is trying to find purpose in her life, and she's trying to figure out what direction she should take her life in, and she does this by trying to solve a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. How do you even get started on something like that? I think some of us will run out of patience in like under 10 minutes. But the story of these two people trying to figure out their life and the purpose of their existence runs in parallel to the jigsaw puzzle being put together piece by piece. Very metaphorical, if you ask me. Both Kelly MacDonald and Irfan Khan are brilliant. And also, I don't think it's just housewives. Maybe we should all try our hand at jigsaw puzzles sometimes. You never know, might be satisfying to just throw some pieces when you're frustrated. The Lunchbox will always be added to any list for great films that came out of India. It stars Nimrat Kaur and again, the amazing Irfan Khan. It's the story of how two people's paths cross with some help from the universe and some random coincidences, and how they manage to connect through letters and a lunch dabba. Nimrat Kaur plays a housewife who's sort of stuck in a rut. She wants to change her life over completely, get out of her marriage, find true love, because you're never too old or too married to do that. She plays a housewife very convincingly, and it's not really a character that's a damsel in distress. It's sort of in between helpless and someone who's willing to be brave and take a chance. Great actors, a superb storyline, and the stars of Mumbai's food scene, the Dabba Walas, all coming together to make the dreams of a housewife come true. If that's not a great movie, I don't know what is. We've had so many movies where NRIs were abroad and the women were sort of stuck, whether it was DDLJ or Pardes. Then came this movie, not really a Bollywood one. It wasn't an out-and-out commercial film. And it was also the directorial debut of Revati, who herself is an incredible actor. It's called Mitra, My Friend, and it's the story of a housewife who's in the USA and is trying to keep up with her husband and their relationship that's growing apart, and also with her desi girl gone wild kind of daughter. Shobhana plays the lead, and she's such a brilliant dancer. Acting is like a piece of cake for her, and her performance is just out of this world. She does everything so convincingly, right from being a traditional housewife to someone taking baby steps to go online and make friends, and slowly becoming stronger to deal with things herself, finally finding herself, becoming the strong woman who finally finds a balance. It just shows there can be a lot of work-related stress, but sometimes housewives end up taking all the personal problems themselves. This movie shows all of that and more really nicely. Way back in 1934, there was a film that came out, and it was called Housewife. Not a very ordinary title in a time when movies themselves were so new, and the idea of a woman leading the storyline was kinda unheard of. There were many movies that were pathbreakers in their own way, and this film was one of them. It's the story of a housewife who sees her husband struggling at work, and she helps him set up his own firm. Then this idiot tries to find passion and love with another woman, but with pure love and dedication, this housewife is successful in saving both her marriage and the business. It's kind of cliche in some ways, because this woman's like, I'll do anything to bring my husband back, and her identity sort of tied to him. It's like they made an entire movie about the proverb that goes, behind every successful man there's a woman. But it was very radical for its times in its own ways. It's very easy for filmmakers to just do movies the tried and tested way, you know, get a hero with biceps, add some song and dance, get some horrible villain, the hero saves the day, there's some love angle to it. We've seen like 1,000 movies like that in every language possible. So, especially in times where we still have daily soaps with crying, helpless women in them, it's really refreshing when there are movies with strong female characters whose strength doesn't just lie in their jobs and their uniforms. I hope we see more of these. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.